Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Yes.
Dan Sperber and Caitlin Smith, welcome to the BFM studio.
Hi.
You're our guest selectors for What's Cooking this evening. It kind of ties in nicely because you've got a show tomorrow night. Ponsonby Social Club.
Yeah. It's going to be singing and guitaring and we've got the whole band
at the
show.
Same time?
Yes.
You're a maniac.
He's on fire.
Have you ever struggled with that? I find it sometimes hard doing it at the same time.
I struggle with everything.
You're right.
That's just one of the many struggles.
Fair enough.
Dan, you're playing like a sort of newish album. You've dropped a couple copies off to BFM.
Yes.
It's on vinyl. Yeah. Tell us a bit about this record.
We will play some tunes off that tomorrow. It was like an instant record that we made at Roundhead Studio B, which is their little sort of small brick room. We went in there and did it and recorded it in under 2 hours. So it's kind of a thing.
Do they do like a 2 hour rate? You're like, look, we've only got enough.
It was a 4 hour block and it took 2 hours to set up and 2 hours to, so it was a half day. We couldn't
it would have taken to paint the cover art of the record.
Oh my god,
it's amazing. It's like you can keep going in.
Yeah, there's Gareth Price.
It's really good.
Artist and great friend of mine. Yeah.
It's like a troubled land.
It is. It's actually me on the front as the centaur. It's actually me.
Oh man, life goal achieved.
Yes.
I love centaurs.
Do we need to describe it for the listener?
I think so. Good luck. It's insane.
So the album cover features this painting by Gareth Price called The Green Box Agreement, which is I'm in it, and was painted before the album was made. You're right, it did take a ton longer. I'm imagining 1,000 hours. Anyway, the description is it's kind of a green landscape with a massive volcanic eruption in the background and kind of lightning strikes. And
Central North Island, perhaps?
It does look kind of plateau-y back there. Yeah,
It's like classically done. It's very well, very detailed.
There's a house with turrets, if you're a fan of turrets, as some people are. there's a kingfisher with an extended beak. I think I've already mentioned it's me as a centaur.
Just don't say that again.
Who's in front of you, Dan?
And also on it is my ex-wife, the mum of my children, that was painted when we were still married.
Perfect. Yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
That was actually nicely described for blind people as well. Mm. Thank you.
Well, kind of, I didn't actually know. That's sort of what we have to do with radio.
I didn't know what was on the cover, so thanks.
Kapai.
Man, it's gnarly. Where can anyone see the original piece?
Good question. I think Gareth, the artist, doesn't actually know who owns it. Somebody bought it, and if I have that right,
I think.
That's kind of cool. But it's kind of somebody saw the album and went, oh, my mate owns the art.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
That was on a Facebook thread.
Okay. Maybe he's found that out. But anyway, so you can't is the short answer. But you can go to his website and I think you can probably buy a print or something.
I would have gone with, you can buy the record.
Oh, that would have gone with it. always the non-salesman. Yeah. Rad.
Somebody's saying they can't wait to see you tomorrow.
That's nice.
And you're amazing. There you go. Right off the bat, great text.
Thank
Relax,
you.
Deep
need to come here more often.
Should we slip into the first tune that you've handed me over here? An absolute legend that's passed away not too long ago, right?
Mr. Bill Withers. Yes, he COVID, right?
So.
No, that was old age. He was 81 and he died at the beginning of lockdown, for us.
But so it was not COVID, it was just a lockdown.
No, it was old age, yeah.
Lockdown. Yeah, Bill Withers, oh my gosh. He does the sad song so beautifully and then
this is my number one.
Yeah,
this one.
This one's beautiful.
Bill.
In church on Sunday morning, Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand, you to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand, Grandma's hand, soothe the local unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, Grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy, what you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have Grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for Grandma's hand.
The mighty Bill Withers there, absolute gem of a tune, just about his grandma, you know, just leave it alone, perfect. And we've just slipped another CD into the CD player. We're playing High Fidelity here. You guys just rolled in with CDs.
You can see I brought a stack of LPs, but I couldn't even decide, and I was nervous about selecting for your show. And
we hadn't really given you an agenda. That's kind of, I think sometimes it makes it harder.
You used to do Saturday morning. Surely this is like you're
that's
not.
That's why I felt the pressure. Like I'm like to come in on somebody else's show and kind of tell you what's what. It's like oof.
Different view, eh?
Yeah.
Sitting over there. Is
yeah. Long time listener. You know.
Will you be playing the record? How do you perform? Do you play the record in its entirety at this point?
No, or? Actually, I only play a few numbers off that because I've written. Caitlin and I worked up a whole bunch of new set of material, and it's a bit different to the record.
Okay.
And I just got excited about it, and that's kind of how I tend to roll. Is just like what's good. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'll probably hear a few like two or three numbers off the record, and then this other stuff, which is different again. Yeah.
Brilliant.
But with a band.
I was about to say, what band is the setup? What is the dance?
The Sperber band is so we've got a drummer who plays exclusively with brushes. That's kind of the thing.
Lovely little touch.
Partly just because I don't really like singing super loud. Mm. I don't know, but competing. The double bass player, and he's a really flash one. Ollie Hollander also plays in Caitlin's band.
Okay.
He's a pedal steel.
Whoa.
So they're the same guys on the record. It's a guy called Neil Watson who plays with Tammy Nielsen.
Far out, okay.
Just people like that, of that ilk. And so he knows what he's doing. and then so it's that. So they can make anything sound good, really.
Man, yeah. I feel like double bass and pedal steel as well, you have to be good because they're so expensive. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just kind of do that half-assed.
A hobby, yeah.
Like, that stuff is expensive.
There's no way you can do pedal steel half-assed. It's like roller skating on ice.
There are pedal steel guitar clubs too, and so they're like, the enthusiasts take it very seriously.
One look at your pedal steel and he's new.
Yeah.
He's not wearing the right shoes.
Yeah.
Okay, now I've got a track here that's rolling over saying Red Bull and Hennessy, and I am curious as to what that tastes like. I don't think I've had that before.
Oh, come on.
No, haven't done it.
That's the next thing you do.
Should we see what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Let's go. See you one.
Hallelujah.
on Red Bull and Hennessy.
That ending. That was the very snappy dresser. What was her name? Ginny.
Ginny Lewis.
Ginny Lewis. Damn it, she's got some outfits.
My queen.
Nice selection, Caitlin Smith.
Well done.
Kia ora. I have to represent the woman here because Dan's representing the men, so.
I did. I brought in a couple of dude CDs and Caitlin brought in a couple of ladies.
Lads.
Caitlin, are you playing with a band tomorrow night at Ponsonby Social Club?
I'm playing with myself tomorrow night, and maybe if I can entice some of the other guys because they play with me anyway. So, yeah, I'm doing a thinker support set and then singing with Dan on the songs that we have sort of been working on together.
There's quite a lot of Caitlin for your money on the tomorrow night. Yeah.
Yeah. More bitch for your buck.
What time is it? So you guys are doing the whole evening kind of thing?
Yeah.
What time does it kick off?
7 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite early. It said 7 to 10, I think, on the ticket. And I do believe, I did see that Manuel Bundy is kind of DJing as well. Nice. So that's awesome. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the rich and DJs around there,
actually. Got some wonderful history with that man.
Mm.
People should grab a ticket in advance because it is seated at the moment,
there's only
right?
50 of them. I don't know how many are left, but now would be a good time to grab one. I mean, okay. It's always a good time to grab a pre-sale. So, there we go, a bit of salesman did come
before
out.
The gig.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to hear about the...
Yeah, go on, mate. Tell us what you've got in the
scene. This is a different kind of choice. This is a local songwriter called Derek Lind, and it comes from a record called Solo, which he recorded directly after the death of his wife.
I was about to say, it's a black record, like the CD he gave him is full black.
Beautiful package, and it's got his artwork in it.
Because he's a beautiful painter as well.
Yeah, he's a painter as well as a songwriter, and it's a devastatingly beautiful record. And what a thing to do.
Sounds
heavy,
like,
what a thing to do. Like
therapeutic, I guess.
Therapeutic, and I think, I mean, I don't know if he would characterise it like this, but incredibly generous, really, as well, to kind of dive into all that grief and turn it into shareable art.
Better than a gravestone, isn't it? Something to remember someone by.
Yeah, well, maybe both, but
I don't know. I don't really like sites where you have to go to.
Do you not?
No, I'm not really into that, eh? This is like another thing that I have to do then, you know? Have you gone to the place where the thing is? I'd rather just think about it, you know?
So anyway, the song is called there's a line, like a friend of mine played me the song and there was a line in it that just immediately grabbed me. It was about, I've talked about this before, it's about a boy in a lamb chop shirt. I love the band Lamb Chop. You guys fans of Lamb Chop?
They got a bit of airtime on BFM in the early 2000s,
they did,
didn't they?
Yeah. And I just thought that it was just a lovely lyric in a song that's sort of otherwise about this memory of a woman in sort of a marital setting. And it's just a lovely little detail, and it made me think about songwriting, you know, like the power of adding those tiny little details that speak to some dude who hears it at his mate's place, and you know.
What was the cat's name again? Derek.
Derek Lind.
And where's he from?
He lives in Langholm.
Okay, right.
Auckland.
Mint.
And he's been around for forever and a day, and is still performing. I think he's performing soon, actually, at Kumu Live.
Perfect. Okay, I'm looking forward to
it. He's a songwriter, so I've done songwriting circle with him as well, and other people, Guy Wishart, and he is pretty much involved with the Kumu Live organisation as well.
I'm going to say he's a songwriter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. This is the first track off said record.
Well, here comes the rain. And the radio's got the Mavericks playing a song of the same name. How serendipitous, he says. She says, the washing's on the line and it's getting wet. So he takes the sheets on down, hangs them up in the shed, high and dry, away from the cold, away from the damp end, away from the mold. Do as you're told, do as you're told. May your love stay warm and dry. Do as you're told. And school's out for summer, like the Alice Cooper song. A boy in a lamb chop shirt walks a pretty girl along. And way beyond the playground, they carve their names in a tree. She looks him in the eye, she says, now listen to me. She says, you know I'm a woman now, and you're not a kid. She says, kiss me on the lips, boy. So he did. Do as you're told. Do as you're told. May your love stay young and bold. Do as you told. Well, the night sky is starry, like that song about Van Gogh. Inside it could be night or day, no soul would ever know. And a gray-haired woman in a house coat, she holds the hand of her groom, a faded sunflower in a jam jar clings to life inside the room. He says, I have no fear of dying, but forgive my leaving you alone. Through tears, she thanks him for the years and says, let go and go on home. Do as you're told. Do as you're told. May your love live on forever. Do as you're told. And may your love stay warm and dry. May your love stay young and bold. May your love live on forever. Do as you're told.
Derek Lind.
Pretty mellow vibe, eh?
Fantastic. Still out and about, throwing down around town.
Yep. Songwriting for songwriters?
Is it kind of, do you mean like in the sense that sort of Radiohead's music for musicians kind of thing? Is that sort of the angle that you meant, or?
You know how there are those figures like Robin Hitchcock and people like that songwriters kind of know about.
John Prine.
Right? Yeah, those kind of, you know, just, you know, and other songwriters listen to them and make pale imitations and more money.
Got you. Well put. All right, what's up next, Caitlin? What have you got for us?
I got Jessica Hoop. And Jessica Hoop's interesting, speaking of songwriting, because she was the nanny for Kathleen Brennan and Tom Waits' kids. And she's a really out-of-it woman. Like, she's outrageous. And this whole album, Stone Child, is even an outrageous concept. A stone child is apparently the fossilized fetus that you can actually have internally within your body. There was one example of a 30-year-old stone child. And, this song is the one that mentions that. It's called Passage's End. And with the Red Bull and Hennessy, when we had Jenny Lewis on her back. Wait until you hear what Jessica Hoop's doing three quarters of the way through this song. So, hey, just bringing it for you now.
There's a house in the middle of the ocean. You could see it when the waves dive. Then they rise like furious mountains, swallowing the girl inside it. You and I are connected by a wire. I feel what you feel. The hum is affection, pulses, desire. Anger is rasping dissonances.
Child. Now here I bury my stone child.
That was Passengers. By whom?
Jessica Hoop.
Jessica Hoop. Fantastic track, that one. Very nice, Caitlin. Thank you very much.
Please buy the album. It's amazing. I mean, get the whole album. In fact, I was teaching a student. I teach a lot of remote students singing and songwriting, and working with this amazing woman known as Shadow Feet, who's also a paper cutting artist, and she's based in Melbourne. And do you know Nat's What I Reckon?
Yes.
Wow.
Dude.
Yeah. And it was so cool because actually her partner Dave was in a metal band with him.
He's
got the most amazing. But anyway, fun fact.
He does great work.
Oh,
great
isn't work. He amazing?
Yeah, kind of debunking crappy shit that Char you buy sauce. In the shop.
Yeah. I just love him. Honestly, I wouldn't have survived lockdown if it wasn't for Nat's What I Reckon. But no, she's amazing because she was actually telling me that she was going to wear her Jessica Hoop Stone Child T-shirt. Wow. Because, you know, seriously, in Australia, this is something that always hits me, is that we were talking about this before about, you know, contemporary music is really available, and it's actually alternative contemporary music is actually a very accessible thing, whereas here we have to kind of hunt for it and you know, do dodgy drug deals to get it, you know, whereas it's quite available over there.
Well, we're about to get it live because Dan's brought a guitar in. And I tell you what, though, I think what we might do is, Caitlin, I might get you on this mic so I can put a mic on the guitar and then,
ooh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you okay standing up and coming over here?
Yeah, of course.
It's a little squeaky for a minute.
Yeah, we'll just move some stuff. In. This is live radio, we're doing it.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello. All right, you want to, yeah, you can go here,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
chuck mine.
I could sort of play through the awkward part. So there's not this sort of silence.
We're just crawling all over each other right now.
Quickly. There's no awkwardness. Change. Just bad radio. It's fine.
Hey, you know what? And I'm just getting close enough to see that there's a Patti Smith shirt on. You know, she's my spiritual mother.
I met her and she signed it. It was crazy, man.
I'm just squeaking with this microphone because it's hard to get it up high enough, isn't it?
You're
never
okay.
Mind. Got like that. There we go. It sounds quite decent through the headphones.
Okay,
how's
that?
I wonder how that is out in Tamaki Makaurau.
Let us know, 5395.
Are there any audio engineers listening? Oh, you. Sorry. Yeah. Big hungry as an audio engineer.
But no, let us know.
Sorry, yeah. Should we, have a clean start? Without
yeah, it's probably good.
Yeah. Okay.
Stop chewing, John.
Oh.
John's eating a cookie, mate. Stop.
The song's called, actually, yeah, it's called New That I Knew. And so this is the kind of stuff we're doing tomorrow night, but with a band. So you can imagine pedal steel and double bass and brushed drums, a rapt audience, clinking of glasses with the table service, traffic from Ponsonby Road.
I'm there. You're eating a cookie still.
Maybe a person's. I was going to say spitting as they walked past on the sidewalk.
Please,
but you don't do that anymore.
No.
Definitely not.
Hey, what's the
definitely
first,
not. And definitely not in the vicinity of Ponsonby Social Club.
What's the first line, Dan?
First line is the way. Here we go. Clean start. Fresh start.
The way you floated across the room on the sea of that moment I floated to. Two flare guns fired from an ocean of blue. And I didn't know why, but I knew that I knew. I'd seen rock bottom, I'd been confused. Someone to love was just someone to lose. Soon I forgot and my heart was bruised. And I didn't know how. Dance with you, I wanted to move.
We swayed like blades of grass on a dune, walking towards me shone like the moon. And I didn't know how, but I knew that I knew. I didn't know how, but I knew that I knew. Two flare guns fired from an ocean of blue.
Shuffle. Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
We'll have to crawl over each other again.
That was fantastic, Dan and Caitlin.
Thanks.
Playing tomorrow night at Ponsonby Social Club.
All right.
Full band, pedal awesome. Steel, upright bass, double bass.
Yeah.
Tight musicians. Where can we get tickets, Dan?
Under the radar.
Okay.
UTR.co.
Seated, limited capacity.
Mm.
50 people seated, chilling out, checking it out. Yeah. 7 till 10, did you say?
Yeah, 7 till 10.
Manuel Bundy as well, in the building,
yep.
DJing.
They're doing great work there at Ponsonby Social Club.
They are, they're really holding the scene up, really, like carrying it on their shoulders.
Somebody's saying it sounds great in BFM Radio Land.
Hey, go. That's good.
That was exactly Thank what we're
you.
After. Thank you very much.
If people want to find either of your music, where's the best place to go?
We were just talking about that in the car. Caitlin has got an album coming out.
Oh yeah,
launched on November the 4th at
Anthology Lounge.
So that's not quite there yet, but she does have a back catalogue that you can find.
Yeah, apparently Odede actually found its way onto Spotify. So even though I didn't ask for it to be there, it somehow made it there, and that's the Caitlin Smith Group.
The LP, my LP that we were talking about earlier, the Sperber one, Think on Your Feet, that's like it, Flying Out and Southbound and Rebel Soul and kind of all the Auckland-y shops, and even down at the one in Raglan, ULO, and the one in Hamilton, Tron Records. So it's kind of around, it's creeping out there, it's kind of getting around on its own.
Look for the impressive North Island, Central North Island scene with a erupting volcano and a centaur.
Yeah, Real Groovy's got it too, I think, yeah.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you so much, yeah.
All right.
Tomorrow, PSC.
Oh, shit.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.